This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
Hello, welcome once again, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you now up until 8 o'clock tonight. It's Tuesday, the 27th of September. Everyone's worrying about the economy, but forget that. Today is World Tourism Day. The pound is worth considerably less than it was last week, but, you know, go abroad and convert that currency. It's also Morning Show Hosts Day. Piers Morgan will be happy about it. Nagamon Chetty will be happy about it. Charlie State will be happy about it. Susanna Reid will probably be happy about it. And other morning shows. Philip Schofield, Holly Willoughby, lost a bit of popularity recently. It's also, despite all the other days, and maybe appropriately, bearing in mind what I just said, National Day of Forgiveness. Yes, so we need a track to get us going musically to celebrate National Day of Forgiveness. Have you forgotten Phil and Holly? Was it a very bizarre excuse? They were just part of the media and therefore allowed to skip the queue? Or is it all a storm in a teacup and we should let it go? Well, whatever you think, sorry, it's not an easy word to say, is it? Elton John knows all about that.
It's sad, so sad. Why can't we seems to me the siren seems to be the hardest word. What do I do to make you love me? Oh, what am I gotta do to be heard?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's not that hard, is it? Sorry. It's quite easy. It's only two syllables. There are harder words than that. There are tongue twisters. I don't think that's what he meant when they wrote that, Elton and Bernie. But anyway, it's a hard word for Elton or Bernie or whoever had the bigger say in the title of that song. But anyway, it's the 27th of September. Autumn is officially upon us. We will be paying some visits to the weird world of news tonight, finding out how to get your home smelling of autumn. Also, I'll happily share with you the origin of M&Ms, which may interest you. You'll hear all about the atheist dog that's made itself known over the last couple of days. Also, why speeding fines are slightly more likely. And that may have been swept under the carpet. And then we're going to look at, amongst the weird world of news tonight, the top 30 British obsessions, which I think could be quite interesting. In amongst all of that, we'll have celebrity birthdays as well. And Stuart Pink did allude to the conclusion of the World Cup of Films, which happened last week. Empire Strikes Back has been declared the greatest film of all time. Justly, I would say. So what's happening in the meantime? Well, while we ruminate and wonder about what new World Cup will be forthcoming in the future, there is a very taxing poll to vote upon tonight, called Impossipoll, as in it's very difficult to decide. Only two options. I will tell you all about that in the second hour of the show as well. If you want a sneak preview, as ever, with these polls that rage across the socials, only available on Twitter. Get yourself to @BenSimRadio if you want a sneak preview. Otherwise, I'll tell you about it on the air after 7 o'clock. But very difficult poll to decide between the two things on there. That's all I'm going to say right now. More coming after 7. Weird World of News coming after this. Apologetic music in the early part of the show today because it's National Day of Forgiveness. Well, Cher would turn back time if she could. You wouldn't do that with this show, though. Oh, no. Don't play it backwards, it's probably got a subliminal message somehow.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Rides like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I swore that I didn't care, but I lost everything, darling, girl.
Phoenix FM.
Cher's classic, If I Could Turn Back Time. If you've just joined us and you want to know the theme of the evening, well, currently in the early part of the show, we are dealing with the fact that the 27th of September is National Day of Forgiveness. If you've had a row with someone recently, make up with them today. It's the correct day to do so. You can have another row tomorrow, but, you know, forgive. It's all about forgiving today. It's not National Day of Forgiveness and Forgetting. You can hold a grudge, it's fine. But just forgive. At least try to today. So, I did say we would pay our first visit to the weird world of news after that track, and therefore we are going to. Now, I did tell you about how we will share with you some information about how to get your home smelling like autumn. Well, somebody has done this in America, and they've shared their tips to make it possible for people, without shelling out any money really whatsoever, how you could get that autumn smell in your home. So if you want it to smell like autumn, then here's something you can do. All you need is to go to your local park, well, if they have a certain type of tree in there, and get some pine cones. Find yourself some pine cones. Then, according to this lady on TikTok, you need to arrange them on a baking sheet and bake for 1 hour at 175 degrees. While they're baking, mix up some water and some drops of cinnamon essential oil. Now, I'm guessing this will work with powdered cinnamon and some water and just mix it up. I think that'll be fine, and you need to be able to spray it onto the pine cones once they've baked. So 1 hour at 175 degrees, however many pine cones you want to arrange on a baking tray, and then spray them with this cinnamon water mix. So I'm adding to my tips to this, just a bit of water with some ground cinnamon mixed in. Mix it all around, find something to spray it from. I've seen you can get little spray bottles, can't you? If you have a little spray bottle, like I said, it would save you buying anything. And yes, so pop the cones into a bag before covering them with the spray. The bag should then be left overnight for the full effect, allowing the cones to fully absorb the cinnamon-scented mixture. Then you can place these cones around your home and get an autumn aroma from wherever they are put. So there we go. Little bit of a life hack if you love autumn, love cinnamon, love pine cones. If you don't love any of those things, don't do it. It's as simple as that. So there we go. More coming from the weird world of news throughout the show. The origin of M&Ms, the atheist dog, why speeding fines are more likely, and the top 30 British obsessions. Can you guess what any of those are? One of them, I'll tell you now, is talking about the weather. Where it comes in the list, though, you will have to stay tuned to find out. Now, in the first half of the show, a lot of tracks related to forgiveness, such as this one from Justin Bieber. No, it's not too late, Justin. Just say it.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Sorry, yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Ooh, I'm sorry, yeah. Ooh, sorry, yeah. Ooh, sorry, yeah. I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. But
I go, and then you go out and spill the truth.
Can we both say the words and forget this?
Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You know when you get surprised by the end of a song? That just happened to me with Justin Bieber's Sorry. I was very engrossed in a story I was looking at online. That jingle, 1 second too late. Just like Justin, I'm sorry. Well, I'm asking, is it too late now to say sorry? Because the jingle's happened and there was that 1 second of moment where people went, oh, what's gone on? Anyway, it's Tuesday the 27th of September. You can't be annoyed at me because it's National Day of Forgiveness. It's also World Tourism Day and Morning Show Hosts Day. What's your favourite morning show? Do you like a bit of Lorraine? Do you like a bit of Bargain Hunt? Homes Under the Hammer? Does that count as a morning show? It's shown in the morning. I guess it kind of has to be, although you're really thinking of your kind of things with hosts, aren't you? Like This Morning, Good Morning Britain, BBC Breakfast, all that kind of gubbins. But Morning Show Hosts Day, anyway, that's what it is on the 27th of September. So, yeah, loads of exciting things going on in the show that goes like this tonight. Celebrity birthdays will be dealt with shortly. A couple of footballers on the list. There is an Impossible poll running on Twitter, at Benson Radio, if you want a sneak preview. Otherwise, I'll tell you about it in the second hour of the show. No World Cup yet, no new one as of yet, as the dust settles on the World Cup of Films, which happened last week. Weird World of News will tell us all about the origin of M&M's, the atheist dog, why speeding fines are more likely, and the top 30 British obsessions. We have already looked at how to make your home smell like autumn. So keep it here, 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding environs. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Also available on smart speaker. There's even an Apple app as well if you have an Apple device. Loads of ways you can be here, and I'm always exceedingly grateful to those of you that are. And people that suggested tracks for inclusion in tonight's show on social media in the run-up to it. Thanks to Paul Milton, who's also on Mixcloud. Sue Burton, thank you to Sue. Thanks for Phil Whelans as well. Mixcloud, another thing you can join us on if you are of that ilk. Mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM. You get the webcam feed live into the studio, and you can see what can only be described as me wearing a cerise jumper. I'm certainly not sorry about it. Brian Adams would ask for forgiveness, though. Still the one.
Feels like the first touch. We're still getting closer, baby.
Quite a nice one from Brian there. Brian with a Y, Adams. Of course, please forgive me. Great stuff. I think without further ado, as we approach 6:30 on the 27th of September, we really ought to do some celebrity birthdays, shall we? Go on then. Who's celebrating today then? Well, politician Diane Abbott is 69 today. Train spotting writer Irvin Welsh is 64 today. Avril Lavigne is 38. Wedge Antilles from Star Wars. Dennis Lawson is 75 today. Italian footballing legend Francesco Totti is 46 today. Current Arsenal star Granit Xhaka is 30 today. And actress Michelle Dutrice is 74 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And if it's yours today, very many happy returns to you as well. Thank you for sharing it with all of us here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Well, very close to 6:30 now. If you joined us late, it's the 27th of September. It's World Tourism Day, Morning Show Hosts Day and National Day of Forgiveness. We've gone to the weird world of news and looked at how to make your home smell like autumn. A few more trips still to come, one after the next track as well. There is a brand new poll running on Twitter. We haven't started a new World Cup yet. World Cup of Films finished last week. Empire Strikes Back victorious over Back to the Future, but it was very close with an exceedingly high number of votes. If you want to get yourself onto Twitter, though, at Bensim Radio, and get a sneak preview into the poll that's running during tonight's show. I'll tell you all about it in about half an hour's time. Loads of stuff still to go on, and great tracks guaranteed up until 8 o'clock tonight here on Phoenix FM. Some of them to do with forgiveness, some of them to do with travel and tourism because of the themes of the day. So keep it here, 98.0 on an FM dial, phoenixfm.com or smart speaker or on Mixcloud. Thanks for being here. Now then, we need another track and we need one by OneRepublic.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Lovely song, but I've always been concerned about the lyrics. I'm holding on your rope, got me 10 feet off the ground. Is he some kind of mountaineer or abseiler or something? Hope you don't have a mountaineering or abseiling accident, Ryan Tedder, lead singer of OneRepublic. Anyway, always a healthy sense of the ridiculous on the show that goes like this. You know that by now, don't you? Hope your Tuesday evening is still going well with 34 minutes and 43 seconds in to the show that goes like this tonight. Don't go anywhere, we've still got many visits to the weird world of news to come. The Impossible Poll we're talking about, which is on Twitter right now if you want a sneak preview, at Ben Sim Radio. Great music all about the National Day of Forgiveness and linked to tourism later on as well. Many people suggested tracks. Thanks to those of you that did. They may make it into the show tonight. But now, I would like to tell you something interesting via the weird world of news and the origin of the very popular sweet M&Ms. Why are they called M&Ms? No, they're not designed by the real Slim Shady here. Is the history of the creation of the M&M, which I found very interesting. Apparently some idiots think that the M on the M&M stands for because that's what it makes you do when you eat them. Don't be pathetic. Anyway, here is the real truth behind why they're called M&Ms. They were first invented in the US in 1941 as a small, easily transportable snack for soldiers, inspired from the 1930s and British volunteers eating small chocolate beads with hard sugar shell casings to stop them from melting. Now, you may or may not know that the founder of Mars Incorporated was Frank C. Mars. Yes, they didn't come from outer space. Frank C. Mars was the founder. His son was called Forrest Mars, and he was expected to take over the family firm, but moved to England after a row with his father. Saw British volunteers eating these small chocolates during his time in England, and after moving back to the US to take up his position in his father's company, Forrest Mars secured a patent for the production of his chocolates. But displeased with his father's way of doing business, he sought a like-minded business partner to bring his idea to life. And he found a kindred spirit in fellow confectionery businessman Bruce Murray, the son of Hershey president William Murray. So, yeah, giant American chocolatiers, Mars and Hershey, their sons broke away and created M&Ms. So their sons had differing ideas from the fathers when it came to business, wanted to be more innovative. They both struck out on their own terms. Apparently, as it was his idea, Forrest Mars offered Bruce Murray a 20% stake in the product in return for a steady supply of necessary resources. The pair named their product after themselves. Mars and Murray are therefore the two names behind M&Ms. So there we go. Utter shock. And by the 1950s, they'd become hugely popular and have remained so ever since. What's your favourite flavour, M&M? I have to say, peanut ones in the yellow bags are the ones I love. You can now get fudge brownie ones in a purple bag available in the UK, which are great. The original in the brown bag, which are kind of like American Smarties, really, aren't they, M&Ms? They're still fabulous, but it's the peanut ones. They're slightly bigger. They're not as much chocolate. They're healthier because they've got nuts in. Don't be ridiculous, Ben. Healthier chocolate. Anyway, yeah. There's so many varieties of M&Ms, but Mars and Murray, but not the main Mars or the main Murray, if you know all about your Mars history and your Hershey history. Forrest Mars and, what was his name, Bruce Murray, that's right. Mars and Murray, M&M. Don't say it's not an educational programme here on a Tuesday evening on Phoenix FM, the show that goes like this. Well, whether those sons made up with their fathers and rejoined the family business and went hell for leather remains to be seen, but they could have done on the 27th of September because it would have been the National Day of Forgiveness. Pet Shop Boys, they worry about it as well.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I feel like I did miss a trick there, but it was just because the track didn't really link to the world of forgiveness, I suppose. But, you know, it would have been obvious. We just talked about the origins of Eminem. It would have been obvious to play a track by Eminem. Sometimes I don't do the obvious, but I feel like I've missed a trick. I feel like I need to go back. I can't go back. There's no turning back. I just need to ask for your forgiveness. I'll do it now. It's too late, really. Peanut M&Ms are good. M&Ms like Smarties are good. You can now get fudge brownie M&Ms. There's crispy ones in a blue bag. I still don't really understand those. You can tell by the tone of my voice, it's a regrettable incident that's occurred. I didn't play an Eminem song straight away. It's always going to have that Pet Shop Boys always on my mind in the middle of it, which is ironic, really. It's always going to be on my mind now. Here's Eminem. It's one song too late. I'm sorry.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Would you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity, choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. He know he won't have it, he knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do better. Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment. You own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better souls escaping through this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over, he's is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther. From home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These people don't want him no more, he's cold product. They moved on to the next mole who flows. He knows dove and sold nada. So the soul proper is told, it unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Change what you call rage. Tear this and roof off like two dogs' cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and moved off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life, and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the thought I caught it between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only option.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Eminem. Was it too late? Was it a missed opportunity? Will anyone ever be able to get over what happened there? If you don't know, if you've just joined us late, you'll have to listen back. It will be available from tomorrow morning on my blog page on the Phoenix website, phoenixfm.com. Click schedule. Click on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday evening. It'll take you to all previous recordings of this very programme. And thanks to everyone that's tuned in over the last week or so. It's gone up by over 1,000 hits, my blog page. Fabulous of you all for tuning in. Always very, very grateful that you do that. Now, another visit to the Weird World of News. Slightly interesting one. I did say I'd be telling you about the atheist dog. Well, this is the truth. Every dog has its quirks, some are more alarming than others. A woman has been left questioning her dog's motives after he started routinely destroying. Now, bear in mind what it could be. You know, furniture, yeah, okay. Some important part of the house, I don't know, cushions, something that meant something to her, you know, paintings or something. I don't know, a lamp that got knocked over. You're going to be surprised. A woman has been left questioning her dog's motives after he started routinely destroying her Bibles. She shared her dog's demonic behaviour. Her child wrote, "My dog keeps randomly tearing up my mum's Bible" on Reddit. This is the third Bible she's had to purchase. And a lot of people found it quite funny that clearly the dog is displaying atheist characteristics, while many others said, unfortunately, the only way to completely rid the dog of this behaviour is to have it exercised. Let's not take it to the park and throw a ball around. Oh no, it's get a priest and make sure its head doesn't do 360-degree spins. Yes. Vet speaking, another user jokes, "There is no easy way to say this, your dog is an atheist." It comes after an owner shared how his cheeky dog ate her way through her obedience training certificate just hours after being awarded it. Well, yes, that's one thing, but getting through not one, but two Bibles, forcing a third to be purchased, and you're constantly worried, clearly the dog has some comment to make on religion there. Don't leave your Bibles out. You know, according to some people, they should just be in a drawer by the side of the bed. Isn't that the Gideons or whatever? But yeah, anyway, most hotels, quite a lot of hotels still have Bibles in, don't they? Bedside drawers. Yeah, I've seen them relatively recently. It's still a thing. If your dog eats your Bible and you're religious, would you consider getting rid of the dog, or would you just keep buying more Bibles? Or maybe keep the Bible somewhere out of reach of the dog would be a simpler way there. Right, okay. It's the 27th of September. Coming up to 7 o'clock. Yes, it's National Day of Forgiveness, so that Bible-eating dog would be forgiven today. Probably not tomorrow. Oh, dear. It's also Morning Show Hosts Day, and it's World Tourism Day. Those are the themes we're dealing with. Get yourself onto social media if you want to send me any kind of a message. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. You can see the poll that is live there right now as well, with a very difficult choice. And yeah, it's all going to be a wonderful time for the next hour and 7 minutes and 10 seconds. We need another track, though, related to forgiveness. Here are the Jackson 5 with a 1988 remix. Wasn't expecting that.
Kick you from the
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Jackson 5 with I Want You Back. Now, we have already paid three visits to the weird world of news. I just want to whet your appetite with the ones still to come. So we looked at how to make your house smell like autumn by baking pine cones and spraying them with cinnamon. We've talked about the origins of M&Ms. It was the son of Mars and the son of Murray, who formed Hershey's, that came together and made M&M's, Mars and Murray. We've talked about the atheist dog who keeps destroying Bibles. Does it need an exorcism? In the second hour of the show, I'll tell you why speeding fines are currently more likely, and you may need to be aware, and also the top 30 British obsessions. We will see if you're obsessed with some of the things that are intrinsically British and we love to obsess about them. I found the list quite interesting, some of them a little bit unusual, but you know, there's 30 things in there. Also, the first hour of the show almost done. Yes, we've been dealing with forgiveness because it's the National Day of Forgiveness. Can I get two more tracks in before we go into the second hour and start looking at tourism musically? Well, go on then, I will. Here is Adele.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call, you never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I'm trying to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart. But it don't matter, it clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore. Hello, how are you?
It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time.
They're not wrong, and very quickly, the final forgiveness track before we move on to tourism and travel-related tracks, because yes, it's National Day of Forgiveness, but it's also World Tourism Day. If you think the forgiveness tracks have gone on too long, blame David Gray, although he'd like you to forgive him.
Forgive me if I act a little strange, for I know not what I do. Feels like lightning running through my veins every time I look at you. Every time I look. Help me out here, all my words are falling short. And there's so much I want to say. Want to tell you just how good it feels when you look at me that way. When you look at me. Throw a stone and watch the ripples flow, moving out across the bay like like a stone, I fall into your eyes. Deep into that mystery, deep into some mystery. Forgive me if I act a little strange, for I know not what I do. Feels like lightning running through my veins every time I look at you. Every time I look at you, every time I look at you, every time I look at you.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this, and I'm Ben Simmons. Now, another visit to the weird world of news, something you may be interested in. Now, it was traditionally accepted, since the arrival of speed cameras and radar devices, handheld and stuff like that, that police would allow you to go 10% plus 3 miles an hour over the limit. So, in a 30-mile-an-hour zone, they wouldn't stop you or fine you unless you were doing 10% of 30 is 3, plus another 3, 6, 36 miles an hour in a 30 zone. 40 plus 4 plus 3, 47. See, 50, 58. You know, you need to be doing that before you could get a fine. However, in 2019, this all changed and there was no hue and cry made about it in the news or anywhere, and they've reduced it to 10% plus 2 miles per hour. Nobody got told, nobody knew, but it's estimated that around an extra 300,000 motorists will be fined every year because of this change. Is it a stealth tax? Oh dear. But yeah, 10% plus 2 now, so you can only do 35 in a 30, you know, only do. I'm not advocating speeding in any way whatsoever. You should stick to the limit, but it's not always easy. So yeah, 46 in a 40, 35 in a 30, 57 in a 50. To be fair, that does make sense, because I got clocked doing 57 on the Dartford Bridge approach some years ago. Had to go to a speed awareness course. I can't say any excuse really. I regretted my actions and attended the course. But yes, you know, people used to think there was a certain tolerance amongst police forces. It's been reduced by 1 mile an hour as of 3 years ago, and maybe nobody knows. Now you do. The show that goes like this helps you avoid fines. Right, we're now moving on to the fact that it is World Tourism Day on the 27th of September, We will be going back to the weird world of news shortly to find out about some very British obsessions. But now, musically at least, we need to be travelling. We need to be crazy. We need to be enjoying going all over the world. We are most definitely, as human beings, born to be wild.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Buy all of your guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. That was Steppenwolf's classic, Born to Be Wild. Now, as promised, the second hour of the show is well upon us, and I ought to really tell you about the Impossible Poll that is now live on the Twitterverse, at Ben Sim Radio, if you want to cast a vote. We've had the World Cup of Films over the last couple of months. There will be a new World Cup very soon, but in the meantime, an intense poll for you to vote upon with a single click or tap on at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. The question is this: if you could only have one for the rest of your life and the other is gone forever, which would you choose? Simple question. The dilemma is, would you choose tea or would you choose coffee? Remember, whichever one you choose is fine, it stays around, you can have it as much as you like. The other one, though, is gone forever. Never again. It's a tough choice, which is reflected in the voting. 50-50 right now. That's no great surprise. I think if you'd have asked this question 20 or 30 years ago, Britain, a nation of tea lovers, would have heavily sat in the tea department. But right now, you know, over the last couple of decades, certainly coffee has become huge in the UK. Coffee shops, big business, etc. So we do love our coffee now, possibly just as much as our tea. Who is going to be victorious one way or another? The vote will be available into the night, but not much past that. So do get your votes in. It's at Ben Sim Radio, only available on Twitter. It'll be right at the top of the profile, and it's a single click or tap to cast your vote. Do us a favour as well. Retweet the poll. Then all your followers can vote. It's going to be intense. Tea or coffee? One will stick around, the other will be gone forever. Who is going to win? Hashtag impossible poll. It's also shared with at Phoenix FM, our station's Twitter page. So yes, remember, if you can only have one for the rest of your life and the other is gone forever, which would you choose, tea or coffee? 50-50 right now. Do cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Time for another track. Time for another track related to travel. Time for a track that it simply took them so long to come up with these lyrics. How did they do it? Daft Punk.
Around the world.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
How did they do it? They came up with the tune and said, we need some lyrics for that. Well, let's call it Around the World. Yeah, okay, but we can't just say Around the World. Why not? There we go. Daft Punk, Around the World on World Tourism Day, the 27th of September. Now, final visit to the weird world of news, which will be dragged out throughout the rest of the show. It says dragged out as if it's not great, but I think it's great. What am I talking about? Well, the top 30 British obsessions have been revealed by a poll of over 2,000 adults for Sky History Channel, and they wanted to know what British people chat about to each other in a pub, in any other social situations, and they found the top 30 topics. So I'm going to share them with you now and see if you agree. I won't share them all in one go. We're going to stretch it out. That's what I meant. So at number 30, constantly texting. Yeah, well, whether that's people are constantly texting or moaning about others who are constantly texting, remains to be seen, but that's number 30. Number 29, people not saying thank you if you let them pass. Yeah, that's annoying. Also in a car, you know, when you're in a narrow road, there's a parked car at the side, you stop to let someone pass, they don't wave thanks. You mutter something under your breath, don't you? At number 28, British history. We love talking about our British history. Oh, yes. Important dates in the calendar? Well, when you're dealing with the sad passing of a monarch and a new one taking the throne, it makes you think about older monarchs, doesn't it? We've all heard of 1066, but are you so sure about the reasoning behind the Battle of Hastings? King William in France believed he was entitled to the British throne of the Normans, but the Saxons had it and gave it to King Harold. William, not happy, came for a battle. That's all I'm going to say. That's just an example. That's what I'd talk about in the pub. 27. Wearing shorts and flip-flops the second the sun comes out. Yes, we are guilty of that in the UK. It's because we're so uncertain of what our weather's going to be. Quick, it's sunny, let's get out there. Yes, we do that. 26. Taking selfies. I don't think that's a particularly British thing. I think it's something everybody does now, don't they? It's just become the norm. Yeah. But people like to talk about it. 25. Sarcasm. Well, yes, I guess it is quite unique to a British sense of humour. Sarcasm being an appealing part of it more than other cultures, yes. And then related to that, 24. Our sense of humour. British sense of humour, yes. Self-deprecating? Possibly. Complaining a lot? Very possibly. Speaking of complaining, 23, complaining about bad driving. I've done it already whilst talking about 29, people not saying thank you if you let them pass. Oh no, I've linked two of them together. Outrageous. 22, having a roast dinner on a Sunday. Yeah, there is something fabulous about that. Yes, it's traditional. Yeah, it's just comforting, isn't it? Thinking of doing that and then actually seeing it through. 21. Soap operas. Yes, we do like to talk about the soaps. I can't say I'm that engrossed in any particularly myself right now. The most viewed episodes of soap operas ever. Number 5, Coronation Street, when Bette Lynch became landlady of the Rover's Return in 1985. More than 21 million people tuned in. Number 4, EastEnders, when Ricky and Bianca tied the knot. 22 million joined in to see that one in 1997. Number 3, Ken and Deirdre Barlow getting married on Corrie in 1981 was watched by more than 24 million people. In number 2, also Coronation Street, Hilda Ogden's Last Christmas in 1987 was watched by over 26.5 million people. But if you know your soaps, you'll probably know this was the most viewed soap episode ever. EastEnders, Dirty Den, serving Angie divorce papers on Christmas Day 1986. Over 30 million viewers tuned in. Crikey. There we go. Time for another track that's travel related on World Tourism Day. Imagine Dragons. They don't care where they go. They're just going for the North Pole, basically. Imagine
tried to cut these corners, try to take the easy way out. I kept on falling short of something. I could have gave up then, but then again I couldn't have, cause I've traveled all this way for something. I take it in, but don't look down.
'Cause I'm on top of the world.
FM.
Imagine Dragons are definitely on top of the world. I'm loving the fact that the Tea and Coffee Impossible poll has been raging throughout the evening. Votes have been coming in and it's still 50-50. Thank you to everybody that's voted. Quite incredible. Yes, we can't decide on this programme between tea and coffee. The question, remember, slightly harshly, is if you could only have one for the rest of your life and the other is gone forever, which would you choose? If you want to cast a vote, it's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. It'll be top of the profile, single tap or click to vote and share the poll as well with a retweet. That would be much appreciated. Now then, we got to number 21 in the 30 top things British people talk about or obsess about. Top 30 British obsessions. So 30, well, I'll quickly recap. Constantly texting, people not saying thank you if you let them pass, British history, wearing shorts and flip-flops the second the sun comes out, taking selfies, sarcasm, our sense of humour, complaining about bad driving, having a roast dinner on Sunday, and soap operas. That was 30 to 21. So at 20, apologising. Sorry, but that is number 20. Bit of irony there. Was it sarcasm? Number 19, celebrity gossip. Again, I don't think that's unique to Britain. I think everybody does it. But celebrity gossip, yes, at number 19 on the list. Number 18, fish and chips. Oh, I do like a fish and chips. Haven't had one for a while. I can recall a time I went to a restaurant with my wife about 6 weeks ago and I had fish and chips that night. Number 17, the royal family. Now, that might be low down. Obviously, if you go on, you know, exact time of talking, probably these days the royal family is quite high on the list. But just generally, it's at number 17. Number 16, telly, as in vision, not Savalas. That would be weird. Number 16 is all things TV. Number 15, chanting "It's coming home" whenever the football is on. What would have happened pre-1996 when that song did not exist? Yeah. Number 14, going to the pub. Now, it's not the act of going to the pub, it's talking about going to the pub, is it? I can't quite decide whether the British obsession is talking about going to the pub or just going to the pub, because I would have thought it'd be higher than number 14. Anyway, number 13, holidays. Yes, we do like obsessing about holidays, going on holiday, talking about. I was amazed during the pandemic. You know, there's a worldwide pandemic. You don't want to spread disease between nations. It's particularly dangerous. Yes, there was no kind of knowledge of exactly when it would all be over. But the number of people go, well, I have to go on holiday. have a holiday every year. Can't not go abroad. Don't be ridiculous. I'm going to Marbella. Yeah, in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah, you couldn't just delay it. Couldn't just not have one for 1 year or stay in the UK for 1 year. Well, our weather's not as good. All right, I'm doing it myself, aren't I? Anyway, holidays, number 13. Number 12, Christmas. Okay. And number 11, reality TV shows. The top 10 still to come after this travel-related track. If you're travelling, don't go on a road to nowhere.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen.
FM.
Talking Heads, Road to Nowhere, because the 27th of September is World Tourism Day. So yes, have you had a holiday lately? I wasn't moaning about everyone going on holiday forever, just after the pandemic. Was it appropriate? You know, I'm happy for people to have holidays. I enjoy holidays myself, yes. So don't feel like I'm saying you shouldn't. Oh, no, it's fine now. COVID's virtually over, in my opinion. I know it's not, and I know there's now going to be people saying, no, it's still extremely dangerous. Yeah, I'm not saying it's not dangerous, and for people who are at risk, it shouldn't be something that we're still all aware of. But, you know, I think it's safe to travel around the world again now and, you know, leave it up to common sense as to how to avoid transmitting diseases amongst human beings. Okay. Yeah, that got a bit deep, didn't it? But it is World Tourism Day. It's also Morning Show Hosts Day and National Day of Forgiveness. We've got 22 minutes and 50 seconds left of the show. I want to get in a few more tracks as well as count down the final 10 top British obsessions. Yes, we've already done 30 to 21, then we did 20 to 11, and those were Apologising, Celebrity Gossip, Fish and Chips, The Royal Family, TV, Chanting It's Coming Home When the Football Is On, Going to the Pub, Holidays, Christmas, and Reality TV Shows, which leaves the top 10 British obsessions. At number 10, I feel this could have been higher, politics. Everybody seems to have an opinion these days on politics, who's running the country, whether they could do it better, who's in opposition, whether they're suitable opposition. Yes, it's always going to cause intense debate. Nobody will ever agree on it. I mean, people will agree. I mean, just generally, you won't get the entire population to agree. At number 9, this is a British thing, surely. Complaining in general. Yes, just complaining about things. We do love a good complaint. I remember getting embarrassed about complaining when I was younger. As I've got older, don't mind so much. Number 8, our pets. Now, I feel like that could be higher. We do love talking about our pets, showering love on our pets, our companions, whatever they are. Yes, they are fabulous. They are part of our families. Number 7, bearing in mind the poll, should this be / coffee? Well, at number 7, it's tea. Yes, tea. Not Mr. T. Mr. T, they've missed a trick there, not getting him to advertise Tetley's, haven't they? Anyway, yeah, tea is at number 7. At number 6, possibly higher right now, again, time-related, this would feature higher, how expensive everything is. Generally in our lives, it's at number 6, but right now I would say probably 1 or 2. At number 5, bearing in mind we managed to invent one that could be seen from space, it was always going to be extremely high on the list. At number 5, British obsessions, queuing. We are good at queuing. You know, we're good at stopping queue jumpers. We're good at moaning at people who don't behave as they should in a queue. We're good at waiting in line patiently. Yes, if that was an Olympic sport, we'd win it every time. At number 4, wanting the sun to come out, but then complaining it's too hot. Now, I know we had those days in July where it broke the thermometer record. Yes, over 40 degrees in the UK. That was only in one place, don't forget, or a couple of places. But yes, it was extremely hot. Just generally, though, when it gets above about 26 or 27 degrees, everyone goes, oh, yeah, great weather. Oh, bit hot, isn't it? Don't like it being too hot. At least when it's cold, you can put more layers on. Yes. Right, the top 3. Are you ready for this? Have you preempted this? At number 3, moaning about traffic. Oh, yeah, that is high on the list. M25 is like a car park. Number 2, football. Most people have a team they support. If they don't, they moan when the football's on. If they do have a team they support, they love it when the football's on. If their team's doing well, hate it when the team's doing badly. It's something we can all relate to if you're a football fan and enjoy talking about. At number 1, British obsession. Number 1 on the list, talking about the weather. Oh, yes. I would agree with that. I would agree with that list generally. I think it's quite well put together and quite correct. Yes. British obsessions, just going back through the list. People not saying thank you if you let them pass. Yeah, that was a good one at 29. What else? Having a roast on a Sunday at 22. Fish and chips at 18. Going to the pub at 14. Politics at 10. Tea at 7. 3, moaning about traffic. And number 1, talking about the weather. An interesting list. I'm sure you can find it online if you'd like to have a look at it definitively. But yeah, I've enjoyed bringing that to you tonight on this National Day of Forgiveness and World Tourism Day. To that extent, let's have another track that relates to travelling in some way or another. You know, some people like to go off the beaten track when they're travelling, don't they? Don't follow the guidebooks. Go your own way.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. Change things that I feel. If I could, maybe I'd give you my world. How can I, when you won't take it from me? You can go your own way.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Still want to get two more tracks in, then sum up the show, then a final track to play us out. So it's all happening on the home stretch of the show that goes like this tonight. Also, just to whet your appetite, one thing I'll tell you after this next track is that it has been confirmed roughly when King Charles' image will appear on banknotes and stamps. I'll tell you about that after this travel-related track about a very specific destination in Cuba from Camille Cabello. Havana, by the way.
Havana, oh na na.
Hey.
Half of my heart is in Havana, oh na na.
Hey. Hey.
He took me back to East Atlanta, na na na.
Hey.
All of my heart is in Havana.
Hey.
There's something about his manners.
Uh-huh.
Havana, oh na. He didn't walk up with that, how you doing? When he came.
Traffic jam, yeah. I was quick to pay that girl like Sam.
Here you go, ayy. Take it on me, ayy. Shawty craving on me, get the beating on me, on me. She waited on me,
yeah. Well,
shawty caking on me, got the bacon on me.
Ring bell.
This is history and I'm making homie,
on me.
Point blank, close range, that beat.
Dun, dun.
If it goes a million, that's me.
Me.
I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
Hey.
Half of my heart.
Camila Cabello and Havana featuring Young Thug. Now, as promised after that track, it has been revealed the rough time when we can expect to see King Charles III's image on money and stamps. And yes, the chief executive officer at the Royal Mint has said the first coins bearing the effigy of His Majesty King Charles III will enter circulation in line with demand from banks and post offices. So they are expecting that to be mid-2024. Mid-2024, when you can expect to see banknotes with King Charles' image on. As for stamps, the Royal Mail confirmed his image will replace the Queen's on new first and second class stamps, but considering the environment, it may take some time for that to happen. To minimise the environmental impact of the change of monarch, existing stocks of definitive stamps that feature the late Queen and special stamps which use her silhouette will be distributed and issued as planned. So again, probably not until 2023 or early 2024 when you can expect to see King Charles on money and on stamps. Okay, time to focus now not just on a single destination when travelling, but an entire continent. Here's Toto.
let go in tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. They grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Toto's Africa, their penultimate track on tonight's show. Well, it's been another enjoyable couple of hours for me. Thanks for sharing it with me on 98FM. If you've been in the area, phoenixfm.com, everywhere else. A packed show, yes, as I've said many times, morning show hosts day, World Tourism Day, National Day of Forgiveness as well. And the Weird World of News threw up some interesting articles this week, how you can make your home smell like autumn, the origin of M&M sweets, the atheist dog that destroys Bibles its owner buys, speeding fines being more likely, you've got 1 mile an hour less leeway than you used to have 5 years ago, and the top 30 British obsessions, number one of which is talking about the weather. Oh yes, the poll is still running. We do have a leader at the moment. Tea has overtaken coffee. It's 60-40 in the current voting at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. If you can only have one for the rest of your life and the rest is gone forever, which do you choose? Vote on Twitter. A track to play us out then before Rob Harvey up next with Synth City. Here, travel related, is Rita Ora.
Time flies by when the night is young. Daylight shines on an undisclosed location. Location.